to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the penultimate episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, Path of the Righteous. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Path of the Righteous was the 31st episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury. It first aired on November 3rd, 2008. Written by John Telegin and directed by Mark Beasley. Hey, the font on this is a little off.
The swords. I didn't get much sleep last night. My brain's been going 100 miles a minute.
What's on your mind?
Everything.
You should try reading sometime. It's a great escape. Fran gave me To Kill a Mockingbird. It's a classic story of redemption. One guy stands up for what he believes in, even though the whole town is against him.
Can I ask you something? You knew Jared at the academy, right?
Yeah, we were roommates together when he first arrived.
What was he like?
Well, he didn't seem to fit in. Sometimes he'd talk about his childhood, but it was pretty rough. His parents weren't really around. Didn't seem like anybody cared about him. He wasn't a bad guy, though. It's funny how some things just... Why do you ask?
Now I got the drop on you, snapperhead. Now, why did you try to destroy me?
Answer me!
Okay. It's because you've grown too close to the human Jared. You love him and not Daishi, so we don't trust you anymore.
That is not true. I've always loved Daishi.
Are you sure about that?
No.
Tracy's really taking this master thing hard.
Wouldn't you? He's been working his tail off, just like us.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll figure out what to do.
Well, just because he isn't a master yet doesn't mean we can't celebrate our contract.
So when you can see him floating up above, he looks like he's floating forward, but
what are we gonna do?
When he's up close, he looks like he's just relaxed. Weird.
Probably stay focused and on task.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess I'll help open the pizza parlor.
Parlor?
Theo? Why would you pass up a date with Lily? Everyone knows you like her.
Okay, I admit it. I liked her. But you made it painfully obvious that we're just friends. So why chase something that's never gonna happen?
The only thing that is painfully obvious is that you never really asked her out, did you?
Oh, that's true. You never really gave her a chance. So what are you gonna do now, bucko? Dude, if you could jump like that... It must be fun to travel.
Casey.
Master Mao.
You have the strength and passion of a tiger, but your heart is leading you astray.
Jared cannot be saved.
I don't believe that, Master. I've seen the human in him when he defended Camille. He hasn't always been bad.
Yes, that's true. But even I couldn't get through to him. He's gone too far down the dark pass. Jared has given himself over to Dai Shi.
No! You're wrong.
Wow, even the Master doesn't have faith?
Feeling is guilt.
Guilt?
You feel responsible for Jared's fall. If you hadn't come to the Academy...
Then none of this would have happened. Jared and I wouldn't have fought. You wouldn't have kicked him out. And he wouldn't have released Dai Shi.
Look into your soul. Kid.
Oh, he's got a point.
His heart wasn't pure.
Or maybe he was so alone that there was nothing pure to fill his heart.
If you go to Dai Shi's domain, you're likely to be destroyed. Is that what you want?
Thank you, Master, for all that you've done. But this is something I have to do.
Casey! Are you trying to save Jared or redeem yourself?
Ooh. Interesting acting there, too, by both of them. Well, he's not even doing anything. He's just, move. Get out my way.
So you dare come here. You were foolish to come here, Tiger Master. It will be your undoing.
I'm not a master. I'm a friend.
I don't have any friends. Only Dai Shi.
He's not a friend, Jared. He's warping your mind. I've seen the real you with my own eyes.
Look a little closer.
I like how to show that he's a bad guy, he just keeps growling. It's kind of funny. Oh, that hurts.
Casey's been gone a long time.
Yeah, starting to worry a little.
Guys, you need a break.
Friend, we're working.
It's Casey. Come on, hurry. Oh, you guys are not gonna believe this. It is unbelievable.
Friend, slow down.
Just tell us what's going on.
Where is Casey?
He is at Dai Shi's temple.
What?
Look, this was recorded just a few minutes ago from the geocentric satellite.
What's he doing?
Whatever it is, we have to help him. Come on.
No. Not yet.
Excuse me?
This is Casey's destiny.
You're powerful, Casey. But you're no match for Dai Shi.
Then you help me! Together we can destroy him!
I am him!
Oh, is he gonna morph? Yeah. Oh, wait. But the lower level.
Whose idea was this again? All right. Mine. Juggle Beast! Spirit unleashed!
Oh, so they're both gonna fight on the lower level of their power. Interesting. Actually, I guess technically they already fought on their lower level. Now they're in the, what, mid-level, I guess? I wonder if he'll bring out the bike. I bet you not, since they're in there, but still. Oh, is this where they're gonna destroy this place or something? In this episode? Well, that's one way to do it, yeah. Layers always get destroyed during the final episodes. Oh, that's a big sword. Ooh. Now, I've seen bookshelves and stuff fall down before. They never sparked like that. Of course, hitting a car can make you spark in Power Rangers, so who knows? I don't understand why all the stuff's falling from the ceiling. That doesn't make any sense. The back wall didn't even look damaged there. Meanwhile, the pizza shop's open and no one's working downstairs. Look into your heart. You can fight this. I know you're in there. I saw you save Camille. Daishi never would have done that. No, I won't be defeated. There's the upgrade. Super Shredder. Ironically, the way he said that was more with an exclamation mark than a period, but what do I know? Oh, he broke the chair. Sorry, throne. Really? Huh. Do it.
No. I won't destroy you, Jared. You're a human. I'm Paishwa student. And I care.
No. No. I am Daishi.
Daishi, then destroy me.
Oh! Not sure I'd make that decision. Especially when he's growling like a lion over there. Oh, is that the Daishi leaving him or something? Oh, they've lost their Rin-Sin power, I think?
He's done his job. Let's do ours.
I knew you were in there somewhere.
Thanks, Casey. I owe you one.
Oops.
Touching moment. Pity it will be your last.
Can Jared still transform into the lion thing? Oh, good. Ryder, kick!
You okay?
Never better. You up for this?
Absolutely.
Casey dropped his sunglasses in the other room, didn't he? Guess not. Nope. Backup spare, maybe? They have no names, apparently. Oh, this is cool. The fun thing about Power Rangers is that these two just went to town beating the crap out of each other, right? Throwing themselves through walls and everything. And now they're going to fight and take on this guy like they just had a nap. It's crazy. Is that supposed to be spirit power? So, are they supposed to be like best friends now? Also, can you explain to me why the other guy seems to be the main, the leader of these two guys, and yet he's the one taking on, five quote-unquote heroes here? By the way, this is the second time that Camille's actress has played a bad guy that turned good by the end of the show. Is this our first Sentai footage of the episode? I don't think that is, but... that was kind of cool, actually.
Spirit of the lion! Spirit of the tiger! Claw cannon!
Oh, you need three for that cannon to work. Okay. They didn't even need the Spirit Rangers that time.
Jared, what's wrong? You thought it would be that easy? Think again. This isn't over yet. Lion spirits. Animal spirits unite.
Yeah, I should point out too that Geki Ranger had a movie where the Chameleon Zord and Lion Zord, whatever, also combined with the regular three-guy Megazord for one time, and I don't remember why because I only saw the movie once. But so this is not unprecedented, but it is for Power Rangers, obviously. Okay, that was pretty cool.
What?
Nothing. I'll tell you later.
Hey, he just got his master stripes. That's pretty cool.
When you chose to defy Master Mao and believe in your own convictions, your path to masterhood became your destiny.
How did he know he defied Master Mao?
Tiger Master, I'm prepared for whatever punishment you deem appropriate.
No punishment necessary, okay? We're gonna need you guys to help save humanity.
He's like, really? All that stuff, and you're just gonna be like, all good.
I think we've done enough.
Oh, that's not good.
I nearly have enough fear to assemble my beast army, but the Power Rangers have stopped me from getting all I need. I see. Send the Rinchi to gather more fear. I will personally see that the Rangers are eliminated. Yes, now it begins.
Now it begins? One more episode, but now it's gonna begin? I feel like they're gonna have a lot to squeeze into a half-hour episode. We'll see, though. It's pretty cool to see the bad guy, our former bad guys working together with the good guys. The Camille thing actually kind of makes sense. Her devotion and the fact that she has slowly been, like, slowly working her way over to the good guy side. And Jared, I guess, technically was still a good guy. He seemed like a pretty nasty guy in that first episode. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. But next, that's going to do it for now. Thank you all for watching. Next time, we'll be watching the final episode. Now, the final fury. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Souls of Geek, Geek, Kageki.